أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. With Islamic laws in English language for His Eminency Sayyid Ali Sistani. And we reach to issue number 310 on page 74. In this issue, we still talking about the ablution, wudu, in salah, and what about the doubts ablution. Here with issue number 310, if a person doubts after salat, it means that he finished what salah, right? And then after he salah, he suspect, so whether he performed wudu or not. It means if he did wudu or not. What does that mean? That means he did his prayers, then after he finished his prayer, okay, he doubt that he performed wudu or not. This is where he doubt. So what about the prayer? This prayer, is it valid? Is it in order? Or it is what? It is void. Okay, and if this it is valid or void, how about the next prayers? Is he going to perform a new ablution, or he keep the old one? The prayers offered by him would be in order. So this prayer he has just finished from it is what? It is in order. Okay, how about the other prayers? Okay, with the other prayers, the prayers offered by him would be in order as far the next prayers. What about them? He should perform wudu. Alright, so here what we have, he should perform wudu again. Look, first of all, he do his prayers and he finished his prayers, okay? Then after he finished his prayers, he thought that he didn't perform what? Wudu. What shall we tell him? We shall tell him that your prayer you just finished, it is in order, okay? That we finished. Then how about the next prayers? Shall he perform new prayers without ablution, or he has to restart a new ablution? So Sistani said he should start a new ablution. He should perform wudu. Okay. If you don't have a question, now we move to issue number 311. If a person doubts during prayers, okay? The first issue, 310, his doubt was what? Was after he finished the prayers. Now, the doubt is in the prayer, while he acting the prayers, he what? He doubt. If a person doubts during Salat whether he has performed wudu, now in this case what will be? Shall we let him go on and keep his prayers or not? In this case, his prayers is what? Is void. His prayers is not in order, is void. Okay? And he should perform wudu and then pray. And he should perform wudu and then pray. So, within these two issues, what do we have? We have two things. First of all, in both pictures he has doubt. But first of all, his doubt arises where? After prayer. After prayer. So in this case, we tell him that your prayer is in order. Your prayer is in order. But you should perform a new wudu, a new ablution, for what? For new prayers. For new prayers. Okay, this is first. Second doubt, while he is acting, what? While he's acting the prayer, while he's acting the salah, then he doubt. He did wudu, he did ablution or not. In this case, what we tell him? We tell him that you should go, yes, that you should go and break your prayers and do ablution from the beginning and repeat prayers. After finishing prayers is okay, but make a new wudu for the next prayer. You're right, Mr. Ali, you are right. Absolutely, you are right. Now, within issue number 312, if a person realizes after offering prayers, when he finished prayers, he realizes what? That his wudu became void for any reason, you know, for any reason. But after what? After offering prayers, it means he finished his prayers. Then he realizes that his wudu became void, but doubts whether it stands for that his wudu became void after salah or before salah or after it. You see again? I repeat. If a person realizes after offering prayers, then he realizes that his wudu became void, but doubt whether it became void before salat or after. Before salat or after. The prayers offered by him will be deemed in order. Okay, so again, this issue, we have a person, he already finished his prayers, okay, but when he finishes the prayers, he realizes that his wudu became what? Became void. But he doesn't know when his wudu became void. Before salah or after salah? Good. Excellent. So, now, how about his prayer? The prayers offered by him will be deemed in order. So, it means his prayer is absolutely valid. Exactly, Mr. Ali. Exactly. Thank you very much. So, his prayers is what? Is in order, valid, yes, acceptable. Issue number 313. If a person suffers from an incontinence, you know, an incontinence, it means the situation that person can't control his urine. It means that his urine, it goes out without his control. It's a kind of disease, a'adhan Allah wa iyyakum. From these kinds of disease, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from such disease. So, if a person suffers from an incontinence due to which drops of urine come out continuously. Urine, drops of urine comes out continuously. Or he is not in a position to control his bowels. You know, he cannot control his bowels. He should act as follows. So, in this case, what do we have? In this case, we have a person, and this person, he suffers from a kind of disease. What is that disease? That disease is incontinence. Incontinence, it means that he cannot control his urine. So, his drops of urine, it comes out of his, what? Out of his control. I think that's okay. That's obvious, okay? Now, in this situation, or not only incontinence, but maybe he has what? He cannot control his bowels also. So, he should act as follows. Here we have 2 points he should act according to them. The first point is, or the first picture is, if he is sure that at some time during the prayer time, for example, during the noon time, okay, there will be a recept. There will be what? A recept. Recept, it means a duration of time. Recept, it means a duration of time that he could control himself or not controlling himself exactly. Actually, Mr. Ali, recept, it means a duration of time. It is a limited duration of time, and this limited duration of time, he cannot have what? He doesn't have that urine comes out of his control. Okay? Anyhow, there will be a recept during which there will be a restraint. There will be a recept during which there will be a restraint. Restraint, you see? Then he should perform wudu and salah at such time. I'll make an example. If this person, he cannot control his urine, okay, and excretion, or his bowels, but he has a time. For example, from 3 to 4 p.m. From 3 to 4 p.m. This hour, he is in a very good condition, and he is comfortable with his situation. He can control himself. He doesn't have urine comes out at this time without of his control, so he has to postpone prayers from its beginning time, from its beginning time until this hour, and he should perform wudu and do his prayers in this hour. In this hour. Okay, this is the first picture. You see, if he is sure that at some time during the prayer time there will be a receipt during there will be a restraint, then he should perform wudu and salah at such time. Okay, now picture number two. If during the restraint he can control his urine or excretion only for performing wajib acts of salah, then he should perform only obligatory acts and abandon the mustahab acts. Example, adhan, iqama, and qunut, etc. Second picture, Sayyid Sistani said, if he doesn't have that much of time to control himself, but he has a very short time, and this short time he couldn't perform all the obligatory and mustahab acts. So, what he should do? Sayyid Sistani told him, you should do only the obligatory acts and leave the mustahab act. Why? Because if you are busy with obligatory and you add the mustahab act, that time will be long and you will lose what? You will lose your tahara. You will lose your tahara, and we need you to perform salah with tahara, with ablution. Okay, now with issue number 314. If the time of restraint is just enough to allow. Is just enough to allow wudu and part of salah. This time is what? Enough to allow wudu and part of salah. Not all the salah. Just part of salah. And if he discharges urine. Or excretion once or several times during salah, then as an obligatory precaution, he should do wudu. See, look at this. He should do wudu in those moments of recept and pray. It will not be necessary for him to renew the wudu during what? During salah, because of discharging urine or excretion. Though, now you see, he doesn't have time. Look for this one. I'm going to repeat again. Please, to be fixed in mind, and if you have a question to ask. If the time of restraints is what? Is just enough to allow wudu and part of salah. Not all salah. Just wudu and part of salah. And if he discharges urine or excretions once or several times during salah, then as an obligatory precaution, he should do wudu. How it comes he should do wudu while he is in salah? Sistani will explain that. He should do wudu in those moments of recept and pray. it will not be necessary for him to renew wudu during salah because of discharging urine or excretion. Though, as a recommended precaution, he should keep a container. Look, he should keep a container by his side. Make wudu every time he discharges. How it comes? He make wudu every time he discharges and continue praying. You see, for example, he's sitting now doing or performing his prayers, then he discharges or he drops off urine. Yes, during prayers. Yes, during prayers. Exactly. Then, says Sistani, he said, as a precaution, to what? Recommended precaution? To keep container beside you. Container of water beside you. And you wudu without moving from the side of Qibla. You see? Without moving from the side of the Qibla. Or doing acts that makes you out of prayers. Now Sistani will explain it. Make wudu every time he discharges and continue praying. But, see what is after but. This last precaution means to keep a container beside you and make ablution in each time he discharges. He said, but this last precaution would not apply. Why? Or when it will be applied? Would not apply if due to a prolonged discharge or renewal of wudu, the mood of prayers changes. What does that mean? Okay, while he is doing his prayers, okay, then he discharges. So what he, if he wants to work according to recommended precaution, or if he don't want. If he don't want, he will continue his prayers with this situation. Why? Because he's sick, man. What shall we do? He doesn't have a time for what? For being on Tahara. So, in this case, if he wants to work according to precaution, he should keep a container beside him, a container of water. While he's discharging, he do ablution without what changing the situation of prayer. Without changing the situation of prayer. Like what? He's not going to bring an act to let him out of the picture of prayer. Like turning from the side of Qibla and to talk maybe. Okay, he just do what it is necessary to come back on Tahar. If he likes to be, to work or to act according to what recommended precaution. If he doesn't, or if that will make him out of the mood of the prayers, or the mood of prayers would change, he shouldn't work according to recommended precaution. Alright. Now, yes, with issue number 315, if there is a continued incontinence, that means he doesn't have time for being on Tahara. Okay, allowing no period of restraint for wudu, no time at all, or even a part of Salah, even he doesn't time to do wudu or to have part of Salah on Tahara. Then one wudu for every Salah will undoubtedly be enough. So in this case, Sayyid Sistani said, he in this situation, if he doesn't have a time at all for wudu or a part of salah, he should perform one wudu for each salah will be enough, and he doesn't need to renew what? To renew ablution. In fact, one wudu will be enough for several salah. Here, just like in Arabic, in fact, bal, it means litaraqi. That says Sistani, he said it, one wudu for each prayer. No. I'm saying no. One wudu will be what? Will be enough for several salat, except when one commits any extraneous act. Any extraneous act. It means another act, which is invalidating the wudu. It means this new act, for example, if he has disease of what? Incontinence. Okay? This incontinence, this disease, if he doesn't have time, Sistani says, okay, to have one wudu for this prayers, he will have this wudu for this prayer, and he could. So this person, he doesn't have what in this time, this person, he doesn't have any time to make ablution or to do part of prayer with ablution. Here, Sayyid Sistani said, it is enough for him to have one ablution for one prayers, and then he add, it's enough to continue his other prayers with this wudu, and he doesn't need to renew this wudu unless he do something extraneous invalidating the wudu. Like what? Like for example, sleeping. Like sleeping. Alright? So if he bring another act except this one, which he is sick of, it's okay. He can continue with the one wudu. But if he do another act except this one which he is sick of, for example, as I said, sleep, fart, for example, okay? Yes, in this way, he has to bring another wudu. However, it is recommended that he should do a fresh wudu for every salat, but a fresh wudu is not necessary for the qada of forgotten sajda. Qada of forgotten sajda. It is not necessary to make a new wudu or tashahud if you like to make qada tashahud, nor for the prayers of ihtiyat. Or if you like to make prayers for ihtiyat, you don't need to do what? To do a new ablution. That's all for Islamic laws. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.